I've been critical of humanism in the book, but I think it would be arrogant to dismiss humanism. I've been critical of a certain kind of humanism, one where humans are required to look upon each other in different ways. And I argue in the book that at a time like this, that's going to be very, very difficult. So I turn to a different kind of politics of integration in the book. You might call it it's a politics of talentless civilities, the number of different ways in which individuals and society in general can slowly learn to live with difference, hybridity, and openness. So the book returns emphatically to a politics of equality and justice, because without proper rights for the outsider and for subaltern figures, nothing great is going to happen. The book turns towards a politics of tough anti-racism and unfair pro-immigration policies. The book turns to the social state, which took many, many, many years to improve in post-war Europe around, if you like, a politics of provisioning, that is, the providing welfare state as opposed to the catastrophe-oriented state that we find today that's immensely punitive. The book turns to the commons, to an idea of the shared turf as a way of bringing strangers together to occupy the same kind of space, to find, in inverted commas, togetherness through their joint effort in work, in sharing the public spaces of the city, where people learn to occupy a common space with other people without necessarily recognize their individuality, not just simply their right to be, to occupy a space. And the book turns to, summatively, practices of ethical being by living in the world in sensitive ways, sensitive to the environment, to those things that are cherished, to being in the company of strangers, to simply just learning to dwell in a composite ecology, in careful, sometimes courageous ways, but never punitive ways.